Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
First of all, thank you so much for being here. It's an honor. And we noticed that. See? Oh. That's good. That's good. I'm a bit nervous, I have to say so, because of the aesthetics of it all. But anyway, the film has three narrative levels, and even the aesthetics are recognizable. I mean, the different colors, the palette. So I was wondering, how did you work on that? How did you decide which color to use, which dress, everything?
Yeah, that's easy. I think, as I've said, I think style has to serve story. And so Amy, her character Susan's outer world is very cold. It's cold, it's empty. And when there is color, it's garish. And so that was easy to figure out how to grade that part of the film. And also, when she reflects back on her past, whether it was good or bad, it was rich, it was alive, it was very, very saturated. And West Texas as well was alive in a different way. Desaturated, except for those kinds of colors that actually pop in that surrounding. But again, gritty, different light, harder, and very, very alive.
Jake, how was for you to having to play two characters, Edward and the protagonist of the book? How did you manage to combine the two?
Well, it's always nice to have two shots at one thing, you know. It's not two tries is better than one. What was beautiful about how Tom wrote the screenplay and the movie itself is that one is really a reflection of the other, but one is also, particularly in the book, he's a reflection of Amy Adams' ideas of who he should be or could be or how she thought he would be. You know, he's not necessarily a fully real character. And so in that way, it afforded a lot of opportunity, particularly emotionally, I think. He could be kind of very emotional and very open in a way that she remembered him or that she would want him to be. And that was really wonderful to play, so because there were no rules there, really. You know, a scene could be very dramatic and very emotional or not at all. And we played a lot with that. That was really interesting. And then the other fascinating thing he did was that the second character was actually the younger version of the character you never see. Mm-hmm. So you never see the present version of the real guy who wrote the book. You see the younger version of him. So you never see...
And then you see the inner novel, which is kind of, in a sense, what he turned into because of her. What Amy's character did to him.
That is what I love, is I play a younger version of the character who's expressing everything and the expression of that. And that's it. So
there was always the intention of no showing him as he is in the present.
Well, we see, no, not showing literally Edward as we see in the present, but as his character says, no one ever really writes about anyone but themselves. So what he's writing about is telling her, this is what you've done to me. This is what you've done to me.
Perfect. That's so perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you for being here.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.